What happened? You were streaming a minute ago. I was watching you. Everything was fine.
Hello?
Oh, that's better. I like that.
Okay, good. Thanks for creeping on me.
Oh, you're welcome. I was like, she's probably, I just want to see when she's done so that I can like plan my time.
I tried to be done like right at 2, but it did not work out because I ended up being an absolute menace.
My God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Blair.
And I'm Kirsten, and we are
mediocre content.
But like the Disney version. What you don't know is we're both wearing ears right now.
Hi, my name is Blair, and this is, and welcome to Disney Channel. Do,
oh
do, do,
my
do, do, do.
gosh.
I don't know what the.
I need
theme
like
is.
the wand thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have that. I always wanted like the purple one specifically.
And you're watching Disney Channel. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's not what's happening, but
No.
kind of.
Nope.
Yes, we are doing a Disney-fied episode today, but Blair is
Yes.
gonna be just chugging along.
And
It's gonna be great.
I fully recognize that it's November, but I'm not ready to let go of Halloween yet,
Fine.
okay?
It's
It's
fine.
been October went by entirely too fast.
It did, actually.
And I feel as though it's not time for Christmas yet. I get you, November 1st, Christmas people. I
Yeah.
understand that.
Do you?
It's not my vibe. Okay. All right.
I don't even like Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I can't
Yep.
do it. I genuinely can't do it. The
I
Christmas
get if
music has already started too. I
uh,
know. On the radio stations, it's already live and like playing.
I get that, like, if you have a lot of Christmas decorations, you might need to start before Thanksgiving. But,
Sure.
like, don't rub it in my face like it's Christmas for 2 months. Like, the amount, first of all, the amount of stress that happens for Christmas.
For Christmas, I
I
know.
don't know how you people are out here like, I love Christmas, ma'am. I am stressed.
Yes, exactly. Do you know that it is, what is it? It's November 4th. Sorry, you guys know we always record the day before now. Anyway, it's November 4th, if you're curious. And have I finished even a quarter of the Christmas shopping that I need to do? No. Is it ever done before this time?
No.
Also, no. So that's where I'm
Side note,
Yeah.
my For You page is now all Christmas edits of people being like,
Yes.
Christmas, the snow's coming down, like all that nonsense. And then they're like, look at my Christmas tree and the garland and all the thing. I'm like, ma'am, it is November 4th.
Yes. Yes. I think the worst part, to be honest, is seeing all of that and then it also being 85 degrees.
No, stop it right now because I am, my brain is convinced that it's August. Like,
Yes.
it has been August since we moved here in August.
Yes,
It
absolutely.
is like 85 degrees
Yep.
every day.
Yes, every day.
And I don't
Yes.
know. I don't know.
You know, I want everyone to know that you should be very jealous because I had my first Disney experience this past weekend where I went to Disney
Claps.
in Florida.
Claps
Yes,
for
thank you very much.
Kirsten.
However, here is what is funkylicious about that experience. Because it's November 1st, Disney has, in fact, redecorated their entire park with Christmas
Yes,
stuff and is
indeed.
pumping the Christmas music throughout the park, and I have swamp ass. And it was so unfair to feel the sweat dripping down my back and also going, da 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 da. I'm like, what is happening? Elsa's over there going, let it go. And I'm like, I'm dying from heat stroke. Like, what
Yeah.
is happening?
I'm gonna need like 15 ice creams and then we'll talk.
Yes. I was like, do y'all have a block of ice I could sit on back there?
Totally.
Oh, man. So,
Totally.
if you're curious, if you want
No, I
the
get it.
Christmas Disney experience, do it in shorts, is all I
At
can
least, well, and
suggest.
at least Disneyland has the dignity to get a little chilly.
It's, you know, a little bit, you know? What they really need to do, I know they pump all the smells and stuff in. They just need to pump all the AC in there. I know it's an open park. Make it work. It's hot.
Let me, so there's an open, like the largest, one of the largest open air malls in Honolulu. And the way that it feels like it's air conditioning because all the stores are air conditioning and they all have their doors open.
There you
So you're
go.
like walking through and it
Yes.
feels like air conditioning, but there's like sky.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
But clouds. No,
Right.
that's great.
No, it's, they got it figured out over there.
Disney, you need to step it up. That's all I'm saying.
Right. No, I feel that.
Anyway.
Anyway, so obviously we're not affiliated with Disney in
Nor
any way
sponsored.
for this particular event,
No.
or any event really. If you're seeing the post for this, there is a pumpkin with two small pumpkins on the post
Okay.
that for this podcast.
Okay.
And for legal reasons, it is not a Mickey pumpkin, but you get what we're trying to do with that. Okay?
I
All
see.
right. This is for me to post later. So this is postception for Blair when she's editing the Instagram post later.
Love
Okay?
that.
All right.
So
Love that
fun.
for me. All right. All right. So before we get started, we're not experts on anything. That includes Disney. I consider myself to be somewhat knowledgeable about Disney because I've been lucky enough to go several times,
Nice.
to both Disneyland and World. I have not
That's
been Disney
true.
abroad yet,
Yeah,
so
I bet the Tokyo one is crazy.
I'm
And
so I
Paris.
oh my God, the merch in Tokyo apparently
I
is supposed to
know.
be off the chain.
I know.
Anyway,
It's
but if
all
you
about the
want to
merch.
learn about Halloween Disney, then please continue to listen. And do your own research, follow some Disney influencers, do what you got to do to make your Disney experience the most magical. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to Kirsten for the good news.
Woohoo! My first piece of good news is actually Disney inspired to a point. I called it Ratatouille but Mouse Detective version. It's very cute. So, imagine, if you will, a New York City rat with a backpack. That's what I want you to have in your brain because that's what these look like, okay? They are actually being used to sniff out illegally trafficked wildlife items because they have amazing noses. African giant pouched rats, please look it up, it's very cute, have been trained to recognize the scent of illegal animal parts such as elephant tusks and rhino horns because, unfortunately, poachers, of course, will go in and unalive these poor animals for those things, and then they'll do scrimshaw or crimcraw, as I like to call it, or display thing. They're very cute, right?
They're so
This
cute.
is so cute.
My
Yes.
mom would not think so, but I think they're cute.
That's all that matters. It's fine. And so the rodents had
They have little
previously.
harnesses
They
on. They're
do.
so
I
cute.
know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Okay.
They have previously been used to actually detect explosives and randomly tuberculosis, also. I feel like those are very wide ranges of scents. But I'm not gonna
Where's John
question
Green
it.
when you need him?
I know, right? How does this happen? But a new scientific study has shown that it can be equally as successful in detecting these illicit articles that are being smuggled across different countries, different states, etc. There are exactly 16 rats which were trained to detect these products inside shipping containers. And during the proof of principle phase, they identified commonly tracked wildlife items while in a controlled laboratory setting, which is usually where a lot of these start. It was proven the rats could be trained to detect items such as pangolin scales, which they use in a lot of Asian culture for soups or medicinal purposes, and threatened African hardwood, which I don't know specifically what that's used for. I'm assuming tables, expensive things. Even when hidden among, quote, smelly items to try and conceal the presence, because they know that a lot of these different agencies are trying to smell their way through the smuggled items.
Yeah.
So they'll try to cover them up with other smells, but the mice were like, nah, ma'am, you can't have that. And that's great. The study published in Frontiers in Conservation Science showed the animals could quickly learn to wear a vest, so cute, and trigger an electronic micro switch to remotely indicate when they had located the wildlife target while working in a mock port environment. Upon finding items, they were then, of course, rewarded with food mixed with avocado, banana, and crushed chow pellets. Who would not like that as a snack? And then the research was conducted by the Dutch Foundation, a POPO founded in 1995 to protect people and, of course, the planet with innovative solutions, such as training the rats to find these wildlife pieces. Their founder is Bart Wietjens and had been exploring solutions for this kind of a problem for a very long time. He himself is a rat pet owner and came across a publication using gerbils in a previous study as the scent detectors. He consulted with Professor Ron Verhagen and a rodent expert at the University of Antwerp, who believed the African giant pouched rat was the best suited candidate, because they have an 8-year lifespan, so they can be trained up, get the time in, and then live a happy retired rat life. So kudos to the rats for identifying these wildlife parts and making sure that we try and catch the poachers that are unfortunately doing this to the poor animals. Very cute.
Very cute. Also, has New York heard about this? Because I feel like they have an abundance of rats.
New York could be onto something, you know?
I'm just saying.
We could have an entire warehouse of them. I don't know specifically what kind of rats the ones in New York are, but I...
Yeah, who knows?
Rats are pretty smart all the same. I don't know how long they live either, though.
Totally, yeah.
Okay, the next one... the next one I named fake news. But it's with good... It's good. It's a good one. So the reason it's fake news is... So here's my question to you, Blair.
Yes, Kirsten.
And... any listener, have you ever been researching like a restaurant or a new store or maybe an area? And what do? You Google whatever the name is and you can look at the reviews. You go on Yelp, you go on, I don't know, TripAdvisor, and you look at all the reviews. And sometimes you see all 5 to 4 stars and they're really high and it doesn't look like they added a description, or maybe they did and it was just kind of like, oh, best store ever, or oh, mm-hmm. best products ever. What's annoying is a good portion of these instances are actually fake reviews left either by the company
wow.
or owners of the company or family members of the owners of the company. And that is a problem that the FTC has now made a decision on. And apparently Salem is not talking.
Can you hear him at all?
No, it's really
sad. Oh my
sad.
God, I can hear him in my headphones, but I guess that's crazy.
The noise deafening. It said, no cats. Sir? I can't hear anything.
That's crazy. I need to get a better microphone to record the cats.
That's really what we're here for.
But he's down next to my chair just screaming at me for fun.
That's how they do. And now he's engaged his brother, who is curious
correct.
And nosy.
Correct. But no distress. They just need attention
all
the time.
All the time. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a very good thing because the final ruling was actually made in August, and this will combat those fake reviews and testimonies by prohibiting their sale or purchase entered into effect as of whenever this article went out. During a proposal and comment period lasting from November 2023 to June 2024, the FTC found that the ruling had broad support. FTC Chair Lena Khan stated that fake reviews are a nasty diversion away from honest business towards nefarious suppliers and sellers who waste people's time and money. Get it? You know,
that's right. Read them to filth.
Do it. The final rule and exact wording addresses reviews and testimonials that misrepresent that they are by someone who actually exists, but in fact does not. This would include any AI generated fake reviews as well, which is great considering that's up and coming technology. Those who did not have actual experiences with the business's products or services, or that misrepresent the experience of the person giving it. It also prohibits businesses from creating or selling such reviews or testimonials, which I didn't know was a thing. It prohibits them from buying such reviews, procuring them from company insiders, or disseminating such testimonials when the business knew or should have known that they were fake or false. So holding everyone accountable is basically what that means.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
With an exception for clear and honestly conveyed messaging, the ruling prohibits businesses from providing compensation or other incentives conditioned on writing of the consumer reviews, expressing a particular sentiment, either positive or negative. So if another company is like, we're better than this company, you need to write the other company a negative review. You can't be doing that anymore. Which it does happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It also prohibits certain reviews and testimonials written by company insiders that fail to clearly and conspicuously disclose the reviewer's material connection to the business. So family and friends, no go. Unless you explicitly say, I'm the mom of the owner and I love the product because my son is amazing.
Right. Also, if you look closely, you can see Salem poking his little head out and Jinx bopping it.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it.
Wait for it.
They're playing like Whack-A-Cat.
Yep. Oh my God.
Cats
all right,
are great.
Go ahead.
It's too bad you guys can't see any of this.
It's really rough for you, honestly.
But don't worry. Just a little shameless self-plug for next year. You might very well see a little bit of cat action. Okay.
Don't say it that good.
All right.
Please.
Well, I meant our babies.
Yes. You might see the kitties.
Oh my gosh. She's turned the entire chair around. Oh. He got spooked. Spooked yourself.
Still in there. What are you doing?
Making a mess.
Being a butt. All right.
Big one. So anyway.
Yes. Anyway.
Can't do it anymore. FTC says
attention.
No. I'm not at all distracted by the cats.
I'm not at all distracted by my cats.
Not at all. But yes. You can't do any of those things. You can't be dishonest. You can't cause or you can't force people to write good or bad reviews, whether it's for your company or others. You will now be in big trouble. And if you ask me what the trouble is, I don't know. I have no idea what the actual repercussions are, but I can tell you they now exist. So if you want to find out, feel free. Or don't. Just if you go, this is the thing. I love writing reviews because I feel like it's super helpful. When
Kirsten secretly like Yelp's number one reviewer.
I'm definitely not that, but I do enjoy writing reviews because I feel like it's worth it. In this one case, I'm not going to say the company because we've already been back and forth on the Google, but basically it's good because you have companies who respond to you like children, and it's more telling of them than it is of, you know, your review. And so in that particular review, I was like, look, the experience wasn't great. And honestly, overall, we had a terrible time. But I wasn't going to say anything until I saw that the other reviews were being commented on by the owner, who was being very rude. They were in all caps, blah, blah, blah. So if you need to write a review to warn other people, do that. Just don't do it if you know you haven't had the experience, or you know that you're just being mean, or you just don't like the person that owns it. You can't be doing that anymore. FTC says absolutely not. And I think that's a great thing because it protects people's experiences that could be really good.
It'll be interesting to see, because like, you know how influencers get paid to sponsor things. So it'll be interesting to see like how that all goes.
Yeah. Does that affect things like sponsorships?
Yeah.
I don't know. It will be interesting. But anyway,
interesting.
That's all the good news I have. The other good news is we're going to talk about Disney.
Yes. Okay. Oh my God. I just got an alert on my computer and it was really loud. All right. You didn't hear it though, which is great. That's what we want. All right. So, oh my God. There is WWE SmackDown happening in my hallway.
Cat tussling.
Guys.
Love it.
I'm going to go get them. I just don't want them to kill each other in the hallway. Give me one moment.
She just doesn't want me to watch. What you guys don't know is she is physically getting up and then chasing both of them from the room hilariously and watching them scatter.
Okay.
So that's your play-by-play. And she's back now.
What?
What?
What? What'd you say?
Nothing.
I'm gonna find out later.
I just said you were running through the hallway and I was just like, I watched them
Yes, that is my
scatter.
favorite thing. And they get all like
Yes.
spooked. All right. Anyway. All right. So we're gonna talk about a little bit about Disney World, a little bit about Disneyland. I tried to divide it in a way that kind of made sense. We also touch on the other Disney parks in the world briefly. So just stay tuned for that. But basically, Disneyland, if you didn't know, is much, much older than Disney World. So it makes sense that Disneyland started celebrating Halloween in the 1950s, and then Disney World followed in the 1970s. Okay.
Nice.
So we're going to start with Disney World. So Halloween at Disney World begins in early August now, as we know, with Halloween merchandise, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and plenty of spooky decorations, which we'll talk about. But when Halloween celebrations first began in the 1970s at Disney World, it was very, very different.
Sure.
Long before Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, Disney World celebrated the spooky season very differently. The first Halloween celebration happened in 1972 when Magic Kingdom promoted Halloween weekend on October 28th and 29th. At the time, each attraction still required an individual ticket or coupon, so the big draw for the weekend was free admission to the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The event also included magic shows, character appearances, and screenings of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. On
Nice.
October 30th, 1976, Walt Disney World hosted Saturday Night at the World Halloween Party. Saturday Night at the World was an event held every Saturday throughout fall and winter, featuring extended hours until 12 a.m.
Jeez.
Magic Kingdom at this time normally closed at 7.
So that's a huge difference. Those poor
Huge.
workers.
I know. Each night celebrated a unique theme, Halloween hysteria. So it wasn't until October 27th, 1979, that there was a separately ticketed Halloween hysteria night at Magic Kingdom. The event was part of a larger promotion called World Series of Entertainment and was a separately ticketed event that brought famous musical talent to perform at the park.
I
The
like how
event
that's in
took,
quotations.
yes. The event, well, you'll see why in a minute. The event took place at 9 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. and included a magic show as well as entertainment from Dr. Hook, the police, Michael Johnson, and Sea Level, according to Disney Parks blogs.
The
And I,
police.
the police are the only one that I know, and I'm not even 100% sure that it's the police.
Right. That's just what I was thinking.
When Disneyland opened in 1955, Christmas and Easter were the major holidays. Okay, very Christian of them.
Course.
Although Halloween gained popularity throughout the 60s as it was marketed and promoted to the public, former Disneyland executive Bill Long says that even during the 70s, the park, quote, did not make a big deal out of Halloween.
Such a shame.
He marks the late 80s as the beginning of the large-scale formal Halloween celebrations. Disney legend Jim Cora agreed that the more ambitious Halloween celebrations didn't emerge until the 80s. According to Cora, that's when fans saw annual merchandise lines that expanded each year and one-off events here and there. The event that perhaps more that was perhaps more comparable to after hours at Disney World as opposed to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party of today. So tickets cost $10
Not
for the
bad.
after hours at Disney World. And while it proved to be popular, it wasn't something that returned year after year. However, there were still Halloween festivities that took place at Disney World, including smaller events like trick-or-treating in stores and in the Walt Disney World Village as well, which I believe is probably what Downtown Disney slash Disney
Yeah.
Springs is now.
I think so. Yeah, that makes sense.
The first Mickey Not So Scary Halloween Party was in 1995. It debuted and was reported on by the Orlando Sentinel. At the time, it was a one-night event, and the spokesman Greg Albrecht
Albrecht, yeah.
told the Orlando Sentinel, "It's if it's successful, we'll do it again." And by the next month, he said, "Oh yeah, we're definitely doing it again."
That's because everybody loves Halloween. Like,
everybody
what's not to
loves Halloween.
love? Yeah.
Yes, for the first event, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween tickets cost $16.95. By 1997, the event doubled up to two nights and included a special parade. The event continued to expand in all ways, and today takes place over the course of nearly 2 months, taking place on select nights starting in August through the first night of November. Tickets prices also have been changed quite a bit, with pricing ages 10 and up ranging from $109 to $199, ranging from $99 to $189, and for children aged 3 to 9.
It's not even adults.
That's right.
It's insanity.
Because we're expensive. So basically, that is for Disney World. We're going to move on to Disneyland. So while Halloween time at Disneyland Resort now kicks off in September, much, much later. Well, not that much later, but like later than
like
Disney
a month
World.
Later, yeah.
The spooky season was a bit different at Disneyland Resort when it first began in the 1950s. So the Parade of the Pumpkins was the first event that they decided to do for Halloween in Disneyland. It took place October 31st in 1959. Speaking of the event, Matt Moirich of the Walt Disney Archives told Disney Parks blogs, quote, "The first event at Disneyland resembling Halloween took place on October 31st, 1959. It was called the Parade of Pumpkins, and photographs from the event show children dressed in Halloween costumes while presenting their carved pumpkins to be judged. There are also photos of the kids gathered in Holidayland, which I believe is an old section of Disneyland at some point. I just don't know. It doesn't exist anymore. Preparing to make the trip inside Disneyland to be in the parade."
That's so cute.
As the holiday began to gain cultural traction, Disneyland had to deal with an interesting predicament. Jim Cora, Disney legend and past chairman of Disneyland International, shares to Disney Parks blogs, quote, we have always been hesitant about guests coming into the parks in costume. There are security and safety issues with that. You worry about obstructed vision, trip and fall accidents, as well as the potential for confusion about who is a cast member and in costume and who isn't. And some of these guest costumes are pretty amazing.
So they're literally just standing
exactly
up
the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Disneyland's guest population is a bit different than Walt Disney World. With many local visitors to the park. Through the 1990s, the park began to do more to celebrate the holidays at large, adding traditions for local families to enjoy. In 1995 and 96, Mickey's Halloween Treat debuted at Disneyland Park and then returned to Disneyland California Adventure for 4 years, beginning in 2006. The event was also known by other names, including Mickey's Halloween Party from 2005 to 2007 and Mickey's Trick or Treat Party from 2008 and 2009. The event changed through the years, but was a separately ticketed event and encouraged guests to dress in costume, including the adults.
So nice.
Events including meet and greets, trick-or-treating, and eventually Halloween overlays for rides like the Haunted Mansion Holiday. So today, Halloween time at Disneyland is a resort-wide celebration that includes festive and frightfully fun decorations, classic Disney characters and exciting Halloween costumes, and some villainous ride overlays and experiences. The spooky season kicks off in September, lasting all the way through the very beginning of November, and the season includes decorations, special entertainment, also the ticketed event Oogie Boogie Night, or Oogie Boogie Bash, I think is what it's called now, which takes place on the select nights during the season.
So cute.
Yes. So basically, there's also a fun fact that Disney and Halloween, like, so I guess due to its current popularity, it would be surprising that Halloween was not that, popular back in the day. And in 1952, Disney released a Halloween themed cartoon entitled Donald Duck Trick or Treat, which reached millions via movie screens and TV. According to Halloween historian Leslie Bennetine, Disneyland has come a long way when it comes to Halloween celebrations today, if you ask Disney Park fans which they prefer, Halloween or Christmas, the results are pretty similar. ABC News concurred in 2019, stating Halloween is no longer just about costumes and candy. It's now the second biggest decorating holiday of the year, right behind Christmas. And the entire Disneyland resort comes alive with decorations galore, seasonal overlays, special treats, merch, and more.
Yeah. It's insanity.
So, yeah. So they still do, for Disneyland, the Parade of Pumpkins, they still do that. So all of their Disneyland celebrations are like pretty much the same. Disney World has definitely gone through many more evolutions, I feel. Okay, so at Disneyland Paris, you can celebrate Halloween there as well. Let's see. So 5 years after Disneyland Paris opened, the first annual Halloween event debuted, entitled Soirée Halloween Disney, aka Disney's Halloween Party.
Very French.
It premiered in 1997 on All Hallows Eve. Today, guests across the pond enjoy the Disney Halloween Festival, complete with special entertainment, spooktacular eats and treats, and plenty of Halloween trimmings.
So fun. Even Paris Tokyo, getting in on it.
I know. Tokyo Disney opened in 1983, and its first Halloween celebration didn't occur until 1997. Entitled Disney Happy Halloween, it featured a parade and treats for kids 12 and under. In 1998, the Happy Halloween Twilight Parade was added. Today, Tokyo Disney's resort celebration is simply called Disney Halloween. There's also a celebration in Shanghai. According to Disney Legacy author Jeff Curti, Shanghai Disneyland's first Halloween celebration took place in Disney Town, which is like Shanghai's version of Downtown Disney, in 2017. Its first late night Halloween party premiered October 31st, 2019. Today, the festivities continue with treats, decor, and more.
How did I not know that China had a Disneyland?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's Hong Kong and Shanghai.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I knew about Paris. I knew about Tokyo. I had no idea there was even one in China. That's crazy.
That is correct.
Nice.
Yep.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere. Every continent.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to get one in Australia. That would be great.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. They got a lot of open space over there.
Well, and you know, they got a lot of wildlife. So that, you know, it's like,
they could do like a souped up animal kingdom. Yeah.
Heck yes. Okay. Well, Australia, if you do that, then you have to pay me for the idea. Okay.
All right. You heard it here first. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Kirsten cut me off the first time. It's fine, though.
Look, I was just really ready to get to the next part, you know?
Welcome to the ad segment of this week's podcast. Normally, we have something witty to say that would segue you into the second half of the podcast, but not this time. For this ad break, we've created a random groove segment built exclusively for the vibes. Enjoy these calming tunes before you come re-immersed in all things mediocre content.
That nice. Always good to set the mind at ease, if only for a few seconds. We hope you enjoyed this calm transition to the next half of the podcast. See you on the other side.
Welcome back, guys. We're going to talk about some of the decorations now, which honestly is one of my favorite parts. Other than the merch, to be honest.
It does set the scene, yes.
Okay, so decorations. Disneyland has the Main Street Pumpkin, and there's a festival that includes the giant Mickey Mouse pumpkin and lots of unique Disney-themed hand-carved pumpkins in the town square that started in 2006.
That's insane. Okay.
Space Mountain is refitted as Ghost Galaxy. In this version of the ride, guests travel to the far reaches of space where ghostly occurrences have been detected.
Of course.
The outside of the attraction sets the tone with loud, scary shrieks emanating from the mountain and creepy lightning effects.
Ooh. So spooky.
So during Halloween time at Disneyland, a specific Happiest Haunts tour for an extra price is held that focuses around the specific Halloween attractions and story of certain Halloween elements in the park. Starting in 2019, the Halloween celebration became Oogie Boogie Bash, where the villain from A Nightmare Before Christmas animated feature has taken over the park and his oversized silhouette welcomes guests to the park.
That's horrifying.
The World of Color, which is the fountain show at Disney California Adventure, which I've seen and it did make me cry, has a show overlay titled Villainous, and it's all about like the villains and stuff. I haven't seen it, but it seems great. Telling the story of a little girl named Shelley Marie, created by Disney animator Eric Goldberg as a tribute to Frankenstein author Mary Shelley. Nice. Shelley Marie has to decide whether to be a princess or a villain for her Halloween costume and goes on a journey that teaches her that there's a little villain in all of us.
That's great.
Hollywoodland hosts the Descendants Party and Mickey's Trick or Treat Show. The frightfully fun parade starts over by Paradise Garden Greens Park and and winds its way through DCA following the Headless Horseman. The parade is led by Minnie and Mickey Mouse in Halloween outfits. The feature and features a number of villains, including the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, Hades, and Ursula, among others, as well as Jack Skellington and Sally, the hitchhiking ghost from the Haunted Mansion, and Cheshire Cat.
That's great. That's the Cheshire Cat being the most random of all of those to me.
I feel, yes, I agree. Guardians of the Galaxy Monsters After Dark attraction overlay centers on the guests serving as bait to distract the monsters that have been released from their cages from eating baby Groot.
Nice.
Radiator Springs become Radiator Screams, and all the cars have like cute little costumes.
Cute.
Yeah. Let's see. So Radiator Screams has costume cars, characters, ride overlay emphasizing the colors blue, black, and purple instead of the warmer colors at Disneyland because it's meant to be something for a slightly older audience.
Okay.
The concept is that the area built for cars by cars so that the cars have to come out and decorate for Halloween. So there aren't the traditional skeletons and bats. However, there is a Mater Graveyard Jamboree, Luigi's Honkin' Halloween, Fillmore's Jacko Oil Lanterns, Flo's Spider Car, and Witchy Miss Lizzie's Shop, who is using special coolant to try and bring the cars back to life.
Makes sense.
Even Sarge has gas cans that look like pumpkins. So we're doing good. Yeah, so that was mostly like Disneyland's changes. I didn't really find anything on Disney World, although I'm 100% sure there are many different options. I do like the idea of changing the rides because they change them for the Boogie Bash. So like when you go to the Oogie Boogie Bash, that's when the rides change to like different things, which is kind of cool.
Very cute.
Very cute. Very spoopy, if you will.
Spoopy.
Yes. Okay, so I have a couple of ghost stories about Disneyland. They're very short, just like one-off little things. I think, is it Disneyland? Yeah. Yeah, just Disneyland, not Disney World, but that's fine. Anyway, we're going to start with this first one. Articles have been written and unofficial tours given of the haunts that supposedly ghostly entities at Disneyland. None have ever been verified.
Naturally.
despite the stories of cast members and guests who reportedly encounter these spirits. So in the 1980s, a woman named Dolly Young, who was riding the famous Disney Matterhorn roller coaster, was thrown from her bobsled and killed by an oncoming bobsled. Cast members who work on the ride claim that her ghost still lingers in a section where she died, that they call Dolly's Dip, and can hear strange sounds at night.
That's horrifying, actually.
Isn't it?
How tragic. Also,
the Matterhorn has been going for like a long time, since the very beginning. I know. All right. The second one, Bogdan Delarot, who died in the rivers of America, still seems to splash in the waters.
Okay.
While Thomas Cleveland, who died on the monorail track,
what?
Has been seen running along the beam.
I was so excited about the monorail, too.
I know. Not the one in Disney World, just the one in Disneyland. So.
Oh, yeah, all the same.
A young cast member named Debbie Stone, who was crushed to death in the America Sings attraction, reportedly roams the area. And while the attraction was still in operation, sometimes gently warned fellow cast members who got too close to the rotating walls.
I mean, that's fair. Good for her for trying to look out for everyone else.
Good looking out. Mr. One Way on Disneyland's Space Mountain will appear in an empty seat on a ride vehicle, but disappears before the final tunnel at the end of the ride. At Disneyland, the ghost of a young boy cries near the exit of Haunted Mansion looking for his mother.
That's just the whole experience in general. He's yeah. real, and his name is Charlie, and he's been screaming since the gate. Anyway.
He needs to take a nap.
It's nap time.
Roy O. Disney has been seen at Disneyland, including in Walt's apartment, over the fire station. Of course, Walt himself has been seen at many different locations in Disneyland and always seems to be enjoying himself. Club 33 seems a particular favorite hangout for him. Sometimes he's accompanied by a puff of smoke and a foul stench from the French cigarettes he smoked later in life.
Gross, but also nice.
And Club 33... I think is an exclusively Disneyland thing, but it's like you have to be invited to go. It's like a very bougie situation. I don't know.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to talk about some of the treats that they offered this year. This podcast, in full disclosure, was supposed to come out much earlier than what it is right now.
It's fine.
But I just like food, and I like eating food when I'm at Disney because they have cool things. So we're going to talk about food now.
So excited.
Jinx is also very excited about the food. He's bunting my hand. You want to say hi? No. Okay. Sorry, guys. All right. So this is just Disneyland food, by the way. I'm sure they have versions of it over at Disney World, but you know. Yeah. Okay. So we'll just hit a few of these because it's a long list. Kirsten can attest. Mm-hmm. Okay. So dark matter pizza is one of the things. It's a new thing that they offered this year. And it was a slice with celestial tomato sauce topped with mozzarella cheese, spicy Italian sausage, and roasted mushrooms and black olives. Did you just lick my hand?
No, I didn't. I'm not even in the same state as you.
So rude. So rude.
That just sounds like a
regular pizza.
Like a regular Supreme pizza.
No, totally. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to try and find some that aren't just like regular food, just named differently. pumpkin swirl cheesecake with spiced anglaise, which I think is like a cream situation. Chocolate crumb and pecan twile.
I could do without the pecan, but everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Caramel apple cold brew, which I was really excited to try, even though I never got a chance. We were moving, but
that's
it's
fair.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cold brew coffee with apple and caramel syrups, whipped topping and caramel drizzle, cinnamon sugar, and apple chip. Toontown Fall Festival Pumpkin Iced Tea, which is a sweet tea with vanilla and pumpkin spice syrup, whipped topping, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar.
I expected that to be coffee. It's kind of interesting that it's tea.
Yeah. Spiked pickle lemonade, ugh. Tito's homemade vodka, Minute Maid lemonade, pickle juice, and sweet and sour topped with Sprite.
Look, I love
and a pickle spear. I really want to try it.
But I will never be putting that in my mouth.
Oh, I will. I will. I'll let you know how it is.
Please one don't. Day.
Let's see. Green apple churro with caramel sauce. Classic churro rolled in green apple sugar and served with caramel dipping sauce. The Maleficent churro, which is a classic churro rolled in chocolate cookie crumbles.
I don't think I've ever had a churro.
Well, the Disneyland churro is a good place to start.
They did have a stand.
Yeah. Let's see. So they have a Ghost of Anaheim burger, which is an Angus beef and vegetable patty, ghost pepper salsa verde sauce, and pepper jack, green chili pico de gallo, cilantro lime cabbage slaw, and crispy onions, and a toasted brioche bun.
That sounds delicious, actually.
Pumpkin pie chai tea, an iced chai tea topped with pumpkin pie cream. That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Darth by chocolate, which is a layers of chocolate pudding, okay. Red velvet, chocolate mousse, and crushed chocolate cream filled cookies.
Does sound good. Could have done without the pun.
Transylvania transfusion, which is dark berry and cherry punch garnished with fresh berries. Jack-o'-lantern Mickey pumpkin macaroon. Pumpkin macaron shell filled with caramel buttercream and pumpkin cheesecake. I would totally eat that. Macarons are like so good.
They are good.
Ugh. Let's see. What else we got here? We have pear blackberry cheesecake crostata, which sounds really good. It is a fresh pear with New York cheesecake and blackberry jam in a pie crust topped with caramel. The bulgogi toasted sandwich with corn cheese soup, the marinated beef, grilled onion, mozzarella, and kimchi aioli on sourdough served with corn cheese soup, which sounds really good.
I do love kimchi.
There is a Mickey shortbread cookie, which is shaped like a bat, which is fun for him.
Sure.
apple Mickey shaped beignets. Which beignets that's with tangy apple powder, sugar. I believe those were like green color. Poison apple cake, red cinnamon cake with cream cheese, caramel's apple filling, red cream cheese frosting, and green ganache.
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 You know what? I love it when people say ganache, but I don't think I've ever seen it spelled.
Yeah. Chris likes to say it. He like runs around the house. He's like, ganache.
Ganache. Oh, good to know. Good to know.
let's see. There's pumpkin spice pancakes, candy bowl pudding, pumpkin spice fritters, pumpkin king cold brew, which is a pumpkin creme brulee cold brew, which sounds so good. Graveyard banana funnel cake, monstropolis float, which is an ube dusted Dole Whip pineapple and mango with passion fruit, coconut juice, and lychee fruit.
No, thank you.
I think that sounds really good. And of course, there is the classic Granny Smith apple dipped in caramel with decorated with marshmallow ears, dipped in red colored white chocolate and green colored white skull for the face, which mimics the apple in Snow White, which honestly is the most Instagrammable Halloween treat, in my opinion.
I would agree. Very fun.
But yeah, so those are some of the things. Some of those things come back every year. Some of those things are new this year and might be coming back or may not be. Who knows? They are control. In control, I am not. So.
They are control.
And that is that.
That's super
Sorry,
fun.
Jinx. I accidentally touched a little paw.
He said, don't touch my feet. Don't do that.
Yeah. And that's all I have for you guys. That's all. So hopefully you enjoyed the Halloween in November.
I very much did. And I feel like it's still, I mean, it's still fall. Like pumpkin is still fall.
It is.
You know?
That's right.
And it's only the first week. It's not even the, well, now it's the first full week of November, but it wasn't last week. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Also, it's super fun to look at all of the seasonal stuff that they have, whether it's merch, whether it's food. They do have all of their Christmas stuff out, so maybe we need to do a Disney Christmas episode or something to kind of round out the year.
Yes.
So we can take a look at that and see if we can add on to the series. Either way, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. We enjoy talking about Disney, and I've also enjoyed being there. That was very fun and magical, and highly recommend the experience. Blair has been to both, so if you haven't been to Disneyland or Disney World in the United States, feel free to give it a try. It's magical, it's wonderful, and I did cry.
We recommend.
So you
too. Yeah.
We can't really speak on the other parks, but we've heard wonderful things about, you know, the one in Tokyo and at least the one in Paris.
Chris has been to Tokyo and Paris and said they were magical. So
there you go. The magic is broadcasted worldwide, so at least try it once. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. Try all the food, try all the rides, and let us know what you think. How can you do that? Great question. What you should do is email us at mediocrecontentpodcast@gmail.com or slide politely into our DMs or in our comments on Instagram and TikTok. We love seeing you there. As always, I do want to leave one more little plug for the up and coming January season. We are coming to a close for 2024, and Mediocre Content has a new segment coming, so keep that in mind as we enter the new year. And please give us 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
This has been Mediocre Content.
Thanks so much for listening. Cheers.
Cheers.